Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a sudden sensation taking place.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take the poll question. I think you'll like that. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think and all the other things, including the brain trust, which includes Gary Harps, who's with us right now. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. And, Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were going to tell us a story when we went to the break.
Yeah, it's an example of a business. It was about a $35 million business that was in the construction industry, made screws, large screws for commercial construction. And they, in the hard time 3 years ago, sat down and agreed to do something they'd talked about for a long time, but the conditions forced them to do, and that was figure out the things to stop doing in their business to free up more resources. And they did this tremendous analysis of what customers are most profitable, what product lines were the most profitable, and they knew they should do this, but they never did it before, and they were forced to do it. And when they got done, over the next 2 years, in the midst of this downturn, they grew 50% in sales, and their profits went up more than that.
Wow.
All by deciding to do something they knew they should have been doing all along. But the conditions forced them to think differently and act. And it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to them.
A fast economy breeds a lot of waste, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, coming to the same thing right now going on in state governments, you read now that, like I was reading the story about Indiana the other day, how they have not raised their taxes in several years. They've got a $1 billion surplus. They're learning how to do more with less, and it would have never happened in an economy that just allowed them to keep raising taxes.
Right. And see, this is the thing that a lot of our folks in Washington don't get. They actually believe that they can't do without this drug, the ability to spend money that they've had for the last 60, 70, 80 years. They actually believe they can't do without that, and we've got to educate them on that, Gary, don't we?
We do, and I would say all of us. It's we all need to be reminded and be encouraged that adverse conditions can lead to innovation and improving our basic foundation. So I'm encouraged by these times. We'll come out of this stronger than we ever were, but we've got to embrace it.
Well, exactly. You know, the chief of staff of Obama's chief of staff? What was his name? Former chief of staff.
Chicago?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anyway, he said, for the wrong reasons, in my opinion, he said, don't waste a crisis. But for the right reasons, we need to follow that advice, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. I was reading a study the other day that shows that 37% of work time of most employees, this study's been repeated over and over, 37% of work time is either wasted in terms of not working on the right thing or people doing things not related to work.
Right.
And I don't think people believe it, but the research shows it over and over and over this is true. And so I think it's going to result in we'll be forced to address these waste issues. And it'll be good for it.
Right, no question. But did you heard what I said when we went to the break. If those who have survived and have learned what you've been telling us that we've learned, when the economy does turn around, they're going to be wildly profitable because of two things. Number one, what you're saying about how they've learned what they've learned about operating more efficiently, but number two, we're coming through a period of time right now, Gary, where I can't remember a time when we've had fewer startups than we have right now, because the landscape is just not conducive to a lot of startups the capital situation, the marketplace, the slow economy is not conducive to startups. And so I think those two things are going to be something for existing companies to really look forward to. What do you think?
Yes, the strong will get stronger, and I agree with you. If you address these things, hit them head on, and then when things turn, you'll be wildly successful and capture market share like crazy.
Right. What are some other things that you're seeing? We've got about a minute left. What's some other things that you're seeing that companies are doing that we can learn from?
Well, I would just recap this getting more from less is involving two specific types of activity in the company. Sharpening your strategy, figuring out how to narrow your focus, that's one. And then the other is figuring out how to engage your team members in such a way that you reduce that 37% waste. They've got to know what you're focused on, and if you get them to connect their daily work to meaningful purpose, they will naturally waste less time. So there's two dimensions of it, the strategy side mm-hmm. and then the execution side. Mm-hmm. That's what you're always are managing, those two things together.
Right. Well said. Gary, give us your website, please.
It is sixdisciplines.com.
Sixdisciplines.com. They can find your books there, too, right?
That's right.
And all the things that your companies do for businesses, large and small, to help them do the things that Gary's talking about. But applying them in a very customized way for your business. We'll take a quick break. We've got more of this to come after these messages with our good friend Gary Harps. By the way, that guy I was talking about, that former chief of staff whose name I just couldn't seem to get out, Rahm Emanuel, he's the one who said, let's not waste a crisis. As I said, he said it for political reasons, which in my opinion was the wrong way to think about it. What you and I need to do is apply that to our businesses. Stay with us, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.